I got a good morning going in here. Good people in my studio, Jana Gageland, and got Tom Schmaltz in here a little early over on the other side. Janet, you walked in with a bunch of stuff in your hand, and I went, what in the world? And you said, show and tell time today.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we've talked about this maybe like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
items that people would give away, businesses would give away.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them did that over the, you know, Thanksgiving to Christmas time, you know, like free things.
The wooden nickels and things.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, just stuff, you know. And so I'm helping my neighbor lady, who is very elderly, clean out things, you know. And so we were in the kitchen cleaning out things. So I found stuff.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, this would make good radio.
It would. And again, yeah, part of our history.
Yes. And so I have a fly swatter, and this one has a name on it where it came from. It's Edward Jones.
Okay.
And so, you know, there were a lot of businesses who did fly swatters because they were functional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people would like to have them.
Still need those.
Yes. And this one's kind of unique. It's shaped like a butterfly. I don't think you'd be swatting butterflies with it, but this is from Hoppert's. The swing is to Hoppert's.
That's so plumbing and heating, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Hoppert's plumbing and heating.
So they might have had a little saying on them, you know. This one, this little item, looks to me like it's something you put on a frying pan. It's from Town and Country Supply in Breckenridge, Alan Evie Hepper.
Yeah.
So it looks like you put it on the edge of a frying pan, then you can, you know, tip it so that it the grease goes out, but the meat stays in the frying pan.
That is from Town and Country Supply.
Yeah.
And I forgot, you know, before Don and Kelly, there was, Alan Evelyn.
And Schmidt and Poulton, that was a funeral home. But this is a folding tape measure. It's really cool.
Okay.
They also sold furniture, but it has their phone number on it, and it's, you know, again, very functional. We could make some jokes on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll probably stay away from that. Some places gave some really cool stuff. I mean, that was functional and probably very expensive to supply for their patrons. So
yeah.
This one's getting stuck in my bag. Here, I'll take another.
I can't believe you collected all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. I just went through and I'm, hey, this is, you know,
the
drawer, you know. This one looks like a meat fork.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And this one is from Galshoot Oil Company.
Galshoot Oil.
Yeah.
Remember them,
cool.
Too.
Yeah. This one is from Community First. Now, Community First hasn't been around here for quite a long time.
What is that?
It's a, you take a piece of pie out with it.
Okay. I thought it looked like one of those little garden shovels when you first showed it to me.
Yeah,
but
you,
no, it is. It's for pie.
Yeah, you cut the pie with one edge, and then you can actually remove the pie with the other.
Well, that's nice and functional.
Yeah. So I said they did a lot of functional things. This one is from B&W Dairy out of Breckenridge. It's a knife for cutting cheese. Dairy cheese.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Makes sense, doesn't
good
it?
Good marketing, yeah.
Just a simple pruning knife from Pioneer.
All right.
Pioneer seed. So some of these are a little newer than others. this one has a saying on it. It comes from Super America. It says, think, cut away. It's a box cutter.
It is a box cutter.
Yeah, and so you don't want to cut towards you. You cut away.
Cut away.
So you're thinking safety.
Another marketing genius there.
Yes, for sure. What else do I have? Oh, this. This is, it says it's a, must be something for scraping the bottom of pans or bottles or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's from Kitchens Unlimited. Your choice when quality is important. So doesn't that look like something like that?
It does. That's like that. I think that's probably what you'd use it for, yeah.
Yeah.
Cake pans and stuff.
Cake pans, yes.
Yep.
Once you're done with the pie and cutting it out with this, then you can use this to clean the pan.
Yep, got a couple of those. There's a name for them, too. Little Shizzler? I don't know. Patent pending on that deal.
All right.
Yeah. This one is from Dakota Mill, North Dakota Mill. So another scraper-like one, but I think that this is probably a little bit larger, so you would probably use a definitely.
Oh, that is old school.
Isn't that really cool?
Mm-hmm.
Or your flower drawer.
Right.
Oh, thank you, Tom. I don't spend a lot of time in the kitchen. I just dig through the drawers, you know.
Leave it to Schmaltz to come up with that.
So, I mean, this is a really good collector one.
That is since 1922.
Yep, yep. We've talked about them previously.
Yes.
What else do I have? Oh, this looks like a cake knife.
Yeah.
You know, that you would maybe even for cutting a wedding cake kind of thing. But this one is from Mortenson Lumber in Breckenridge.
Oh, that was out, in South Breck. Okay, I do remember where they were at.
Everything to build anything. So their little slogan there. How are we doing for time? Good?
We're doing just fine.
Okay. This one, I don't know where this one came from, but it's... you can't win if you don't play the game. It's a hockey puck that's soft.
So a soft hockey puck.
A soft hockey puck.
Okay, you can play that indoors.
I think you could, So this one, we're getting down to the end here, but does this look like something you've seen before?
Yeah, a bottle opener.
Yeah, well, and this one's from O'Brien Paints. And so
for paint cans, sure.
Yeah, this end is.
Okay.
But this end is not. Because this is called a church key. Do you know how it got that name?
No.
The church keys that opened all of the old churches had this rounded end on it that you would hang on to, and the key was probably 8 inches long with, you know, the key end on it, and you put it in and have to turn it. And so all of these things that were used to be a bottle opener because almost all the beverages were in bottles in the early days, and so it became a church key. And so everybody refers to these as a church key.
A church key.
Yeah. So,
and it's almost in the shape of a heart.
Well, it's supposed to be triangular, and that's what makes it a church key because the old ones looked like that too. This one is probably a bit more vintage than the others because
it's
a different kind of handle. And this one is from the land of Sky Blue Waters.
Ham's beer.
I bet many garages and tackle boxes and toolboxes have this one in it.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of those out there.
And then you move up in the world of openers, and then you get this one from Chuck's Off Sale. This is the new kind. You know, so it becomes a keychain.
Okay.
And then you can use it to open your bottles.
Absolutely. Functional.
Of course, you know, things like aluminum cans came in the 30s for beverages. So that kind of went away. So I saved my best for last. This is my all-time favorite.
What do you got? I love this.
This is a little mini fly swatter, but it's little.
Okay. You know? And so like swatting gnats.
Yeah, pretty close. You have to get within like 4 inches.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. And so this one says that... It's from Dakota Pest Control. Let's see. If you need this, you need us. I'm like,
that's brilliant.
That is isn't that cool?
That is brilliant.
If you need us, if you need this, you need us.
You need us.
Yeah, Dakota Pest out of probably Fargo. That's really cool.
That is really good.
Yeah, this is just a bag. I brought it in. It's probably... really not that old, but Dakota Mutual Insurance.
And, oh, sure.
Guy Whitehead was the agent back in that time.
Wow, that's taking me back, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's in the shape of North Dakota. You see that?
I do, yeah. Okay, the bag itself is shaped like North Dakota. Yeah.
Cool.
Good marketing this morning.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure every kitchen in Wahpeton, in Breckenridge, has these same things. You just to dig through. The church key is really a very popular thing online. People are selling these for a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a good find.
And some of them are even rusty, and they're still selling them. You know, they're not
even... Yeah, they don't care. Collectors don't care.
No, not at all.
This was fun. We had soft hockey pucks. We've got... I still like the ruler there from the funeral home.
Yeah, the one that turns every foot. Yeah.
Right. Elmer Frank used to do that. He used to come by with a tape measure and measure people. So that's kind of fitting, too.
Yep. It's I think so, too.
Right in that vein. Yep. Well, I'm going to give you your pie cutter back.
Okay. All right.
That is really cool from the old Community First and your Kitchen's Unlimited thing, this scraper thing of some kind.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff.
It's interesting anyway.
It is really interesting, and leave it to you to find this stuff and bring it in.
It's history.
Are people giving you ideas? I know I had somebody text me yesterday and said, I got some history for Janet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and I did get that. I'm going to meet with him this afternoon.
Okay.
We'll talk about it a little bit. It could prove to be very interesting.
See?
But sometimes I'm just standing there, like, cleaning out this drawer, and, hey, this is history.
There it is. Yeah. Old product stuff and old marketing schemes.
Yes, cool.
Yeah, some of that is absolutely brilliant. Janet, always great to have you in here.
It's fun to be here.
I look forward to it each and every week. You be well, and any word on our topic for next week?
Once again, it's up in the air, but this lady also has a collection of matchbooks.
Oh, you know, okay.
And some of them are from far away from here. You know, they're mm-hmm. like Minneapolis or wherever. So I'm going to have to dig through that and make sure that I can find something that's local.
Right.
Or that people can identify with.
Why do I think you'll do that? you're always good at finding stuff like this, or it will find you.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
Good stuff. Janet, great to have you in here.
It's good to be here. Thank
Talking,
you.
Talking Wahpeton history with Janet Gageland. We do this every Thursday at 8:10 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Join Andrew Zimmel every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on the Voice of the Valley for the Giant Sports Show, brought to you by Giant Snacks, the biggest and best sunflower seeds in the world, and packed right here in beautiful Wahpeton, North Dakota. Giants, go big or go home.
Mental health and substance use disorders are complex, stigmatizing, and can be overwhelming issues for families to face. Finding the right diagnosis and care can sometimes feel impossible, especially when you don't know where to start looking. Hazelden Betty Ford understands what your family is going through. Hazelden Betty Ford's patient access team will direct you towards a clear path forward, in network with most insurances. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand.